Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, before you guys all kind of get all grumpy that it's another national day, listen, I get it. We have a little too many days. Did you know there's like a national lima bean day? There's a national crouton day. Check this out. I'm looking at livinglead.com. National Lima Bean Respect Day is April 20th. National Chocolate Covered Cashews Day, April 21st. On May 9th, it's National Lost Sock Memorial Day. Now, that I like. I lose a lot of socks. I like that one. May 13th, National Crouton Day. June 8th is National Upsie Daisy Day. June 10th, National Ballpoint Day, Ballpoint Pen Day. June 14th is National Pup Goes the Weasel Day. July 22nd, National Rat Catchers Day. July 29th, National Talk in an Elevator Day. August 3rd, National Grab Some Nuts Day. Grab some nuts, meaning like pistachios. Okay, we're not really supposed to be grabbing. Although I got to fix my hair. Have a National Fix Your Hair Day. National Do Your Roots Day. August 8th is National Sneak Some Zucchini into Your Neighbor's Porch Day. August 21st is National Brazilian Blowout Day. September 2nd is National Blueberry Popsicle Day. September 7th, National Neither Snow Nor Rain Day. September 19th, International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Aye, matey, I guess. I don't know. National Hagfish Day is October 19th. October 25th is National Chucky the Notorious Killer Doll Day. November 14th, National Spicy Guacamole Day. Okay, we could go on. These are just days after days. So, today is National Sons Day. That I like, okay? You know, I got two boys. I love having sons. They're my babies. They're my little fishy tushies, my little cupcake tushies. So I guess we're celebrating a day for them, even though August 11th was National Son and Daughter Day. So August 11th was National Son and Daughter Day. I think on the 25th was National Daughter's Day. And then now it's National Son's Day. So, all right. So, I told my boys, like, okay, do you get a present? No. No, you could take out the garbage and you could do the laundry and you could help me with dishes.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like a fun day, Mom.
I mean, the good news is at least my kids stopped mumbling. Remember they were in that mumbling phase where I couldn't understand a damn thing they said? And I look like, Mom, I want dinner. I'm like, what do you want for dinner?
Meh.
What's meh? So I would make it. I mean, it was a slop.
Like, that's not macaroni and cheese.
You said meh. I gave you and I served you and I slaved over a skillet of meh. So, what is a son? You know, what makes a good son? So I think my sons are good because, you know, they don't do drugs and, you know, they love their mama, you know, and they haven't killed anybody. And so I think that makes a good son, which really blows your mind. I mean, I couldn't imagine being the laundry parents right now. If I were the laundry parents, the Brian laundry parents, after Petito's death, I would be like, whatever information you need, whatever you need. As a mom of two boys, you know, you just always, you know, hope that your sons are going to be, you know, the next greatest leaders or, you know, and they don't even have to, I don't want them to be president, but, you know, at least, you know, make the world a better place and lead and all that. But to me, a good son is somebody who loves their mama. A good son is somebody who, well, if daddy ever leaves me, will be there for me. You know, and won't make me feel stupid, and won't talk down to me, you know, and won't, you know, throw me in a home. So my boys are good boys, and I love them, but I don't know if I'm ready to celebrate yet, because I really don't know if when we hit the grind, are they really going to be good sons? You know, because I ask them, I go, you know, what happens if daddy leaves? You know, they're like, well, you know, we'll find you a home. Okay, no, wrong answer. You know, what if I lose my mind later? You know, they go, well, you know, do you want us to call Dr. Kevorkian? Okay, so I'm like a little nervous about where my boys are going to be. I think they're good sons. You know, I mean, you know, they do what I tell them, and I think they love me, and they feed the cat, they pick up the dog poo. But, you know, a son to me is somebody that wants to be that male figure in your life after your daddy's gone, you know, and, you know, hubby, you know, who knows what happens with hubby later. Hopefully he'll live forever, but if not, where that son goes, I am going to be that male role figure in your life. And so if that means they're going to have to come over and fix the plumbing, if it means, you know, they're going to have to kill the spider, you know, or kill the scorpion. And one of them is already starting to see that role. You know, when daddy's out of town, you know, he's like, okay, mom, you know, we're going to do this. And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, check the perimeter, and I'm going to whatever. And I'm like, oh, my baby, he is my baby. You know, the other one's like, yeah, mom, can I have money? So it's National Sons Day. For those of us who have sons, they're a blessing. For those of us who have daughters, it's a blessing. I really think there is some unique differences in terms of the relationship. I think you know, boys feel like they have a different role, you know, than sons have a different role than daughters. Even though we all may have the same job, you know, we all may have you know, the same sort of you know, stature in society, I really see that little bit of difference that people take. I don't have a daughter, but I know for me as a daughter, you know, I felt my role as a daughter to my mom is, you know, being the sensible one. God, okay, you know, whatever my brother says, ignore. First, let me translate. Let me proofread. Let me redline. And then let me present it to your mom. That was kind of my role as a daughter, as a kid. Whatever my brothers did, I would like, okay, wait a second, let me proofread all this. Let me fix it up. And then let me present it to our parents. Right? Whereas my brother's like, who the hell are you? So, it's an exciting day. Happy Sons Day. If you have a son, give him a big kiss. Smack him upside the head. Sometimes my sons need a butt whooping, but we're not going to do that because it's National Sons Day. But I'm not buying them anything. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to be talking about in a little bit how the Kaiser Family Foundation did a poll, and 71% of people surveyed of unvaccinated Americans feel that the fact that we have a booster means that the shots don't work. And I kind of disagree with that. The shots work. But what I do agree with is our messaging is completely wrong. Our messaging has been completely wrong from the beginning. And me and a lot of doctors have been kind of watching, you know, what's been unfolding. And I've been very, very frustrated because many of the doctors at the helm are on TV. They're you know, working for multiple administrations, and they're trying to be political when people need answers. And I'm getting ticked off because people are now dying. Well, people have been dying, but people are dying under the false pretense that, oh, just get the shot and you're going to be fine. So one thing that is really, really tragic and is just, you know, kind of, I think, been the last straw for a lot of us. I can't speak for everybody in the medical field, but for me, is a married Michigan couple. This has made the news. I don't have all the details on their past medical history, but two people with pre-existing conditions, we find out, and we don't know which pre-existing condition. And they didn't look like they were of the ideal weight. Apparently were vaccinated, fully vaccinated, had the frame on their Facebook, social media. They both died of COVID within a minute of each other. And they were actually holding hands. I think they put them in rooms together. This was a Grand Rapids couple, Cal Dunham, 59 years old, and wife Linda, 66 years old. They were both fully vaccinated, but we think they might have had some high-risk comorbidities we don't know much about. And when I heard that they died, that doesn't mean the vaccine, quote unquote, doesn't work. I mean, I think the vaccine still does keep a lot of people out of the hospital. I had the vaccine. Thank God I haven't been hospitalized with COVID. So to me, I think that works. But the messaging that is really ticking me off, that is a huge problem, and I think it's killing people, is this messaging that, guys, if you're vaccinated, you're good. Anybody vaccinated, you can walk into Allegiant Stadium, holds 80,000 people, you don't have to wear a mask, you're vaccinated. You're not vaccinated, you need to wear a mask, or some of these other, you know, venues. You can't come in. You're unvaccinated, you can't come in, but you're vaccinated, oh, come on in. You're vaccinated, come on in. You saw the Emmys. You know, everybody's laughing it up. They're vaccinated, so they're good. And, you know, we've been saying from the beginning, you know, the vaccine isn't the shield. Isn't this like Star Wars shield that repels everything? It protects you to some degree. And so when I see two people who, you know, when they put that Facebook frame, there's a couple different people out there, okay? There's the ones who get vaccinated. And then there's the ones that, you know, want to help, you know, educate others. And show, look, guys, you know, if you get vaccinated, you're going to be, you know, it's all going to be okay. Look, we're in this together. And I worry seeing the frame that they used and, you know, having them be vocal about their vaccines, that they were probably of that thinking that I did my part, I'm good. And sadly, they're both dead. May they rest in peace. And I'm wondering why we haven't changed our discourse or changed our narrative, which should have been from the beginning, saying, hey guys, COVID's deadly. COVID is one mean beast. We have vaccines. These vaccines are going to help you. We hope it's enough. Can't say it's going to be enough, but guys, we got vaccines. If you want the vaccines, they're there. We strongly encourage you to get them. It's one of the things you can do to fight COVID, but when you get the vaccine, still play it safe, and good luck to you. Until we could get medications, until we could get more monoclonal antibodies, until we could give everybody N95 respirators, you know, we have vaccines here, they're going to help, but, you know, don't get the vaccine and just think you're good and you're in the clear. That isn't what was said. What was said is, if you get the vaccine, you're good. Even Biden said, you won't get COVID if you get the vaccine. And you know, and I know it was a gaffe. He gaffes a lot. But sadly, I think he gaffed and he said that because that's what everybody's thinking. Get the vaccine and I won't get COVID. That was wrong. That was deadly wrong. And there are people, even Oscar De La Hoya, when he was on this video, when he was in the hospital, you saw the confusion in his face. He said, I did everything right. He was wearing his mask. He did the vaccine, and he's in a hospital bed. I can't stand seeing the shock of people's faces going, but I did everything right. Before the vaccine, people who were hospitalized for COVID were being accused of not wearing a mask. And people were telling me, I swear to God, I wore a mask. And the confusion on their face. Okay, with public health narratives, public health, what's the word I'm trying to look for? Campaigns and missions shouldn't confuse people, shouldn't leave people in doubt. They should be 1,000% honest and accurate. And if I hear one more person say, get the vaccine and you'll be safe, I mean, I wonder if they should be brought up on charges. Because you're giving people this false sense of security. You should be telling people, look, COVID's out there. Vaccinated or not, you could get it. So, you know, avoid it and realize that it could kill you. You telling a person that them taking this one medicine is going to save you makes you no different than those county fair, which, I don't know, what were those medications, those little, what's it called when somebody was kind of given, yeah, the magic beans. That's not what we're supposed to be doing in public health crises. And so my worry is this couple thought they were safe. They got the vaccine. So maybe they let some of their guard down. I know I did. When I got my vaccine, I was dancing. I was like, you know, I was fancy like Applebee's. And I was like, all right, we're doing this, we're doing this. And I had to remind myself, go, what the heck am I doing? Okay, and, you know, I mean, COVID's out there. Somebody with COVID, you know, can give it to me. Somebody vaccinated can spread it to me. You know, and I'm a doctor. Not everybody's a doctor. Not everybody understands microbiology, and we've been teaching microbiology wrong. We've been teaching people that if you get a vaccine, it's going to be like, you know, no more polio tomorrow. That's not true. It's going to take years to eradicate COVID. I don't know what the hell happened in 2002, 2003. We don't know what the hell's happening with this virus. But please stop telling people that you're going to be completely safe if you get the vaccine. You could tell them it helps. You could tell them that's one way to help your safety. But the other thing, too, is I wonder if there's going to later be any criminal charges against those that put off monoclonal antibody production, put off medications, antiviral treatments, because they decided to just put time and money on the go get the vaccine. The vaccine helps. I support the vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. But we still don't have an antiviral medication that we could use to help fight the virus. We still don't have plenty of monoclonal antibodies. If any more vaccinated people die of COVID, I mean, this is an outrage. And we need to stop BSing people, and we need to be honest. Now, there's some polls out there that, you know, one says they don't trust, one poll shows the majority of Americans aren't trusting what's being told to us about COVID, etc. This is why. You didn't have to lose the American people's trust. If you said, look, this COVID is going to help you, but you said, oh, the vaccine's going to keep you safe. The vaccine's going to keep you safe. It might keep some of us safe. I feel safe. But don't be acting like it's going to keep everybody safe, and then they see that people are dying anyway. Tell them the truth. Tell them COVID will kill. Whether you're vaccinated or not, the vaccination will improve your chances of living. Now, some public officials said that, and I was like, thank you. But that's not what happened. It was all about mandates, college education giveaways, goodie giveaways, and get the mandate and you'll be safe. I got vaccinated. All right. I mean, I get my pap smears. Getting my pap smear doesn't mean I'm not going to get cervical cancer. So we just have to be honest, because I don't want to see anybody misled thinking they're completely immune to COVID. The vaccine helps, but it doesn't make you 100% immune. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Southern California Gas Company announced Monday they've agreed to pay up to $1.8 billion in settlement claims over the 2015 Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Facility blowout. Some 100,000 tons of methane, ethane, and toxic chemicals poured into the air for 112 days, forcing over 8,000 families to evacuate their Los Angeles area homes and sickening many with headaches, nausea, cancer claims, and more from the environmental disaster. After the Arizona audit from the 2020 election discovered many voting irregularities, including tens of thousands of duplicate ballots, the RNC has been stepping up efforts to prevent voter fraud and tampering with the upcoming 2022 midterms. According to the RNC Election Integrity Director, Josh Finley, the Republican Party plans to increase poll watching, litigation efforts to minimize and contest irregularities at the ballot box. USA Radio News. Tips have led to a new location Brian Laundrie could be hiding, Brad Bernards reports.
Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is investigating a tip that alleges Brian Laundrie, the fugitive fiancé of Gabby Petito, went into a Florida campground 75 miles away with his parents in early September, but only two of them were seen leaving.
We had a very good lead come up today that he was down here in this park not very far away. We checked our lead out. It is confirmed. The parents were down here two times. It was September 1st through the 3rd and September 6th through the 8th. They registered to stay at this park. They were registered, went through the gate. They're on camera. They were here. And they did enter. They did come here.
The tip gives renewed hope that authorities might soon reach a conclusion to what has become a costly weeks-long search for Laundrie and a quest for answers that has extended from coast to coast.
USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, breaking right now, we have the chairman of Joint Chiefs, Mark Miley, as well as General Frank McKenzie, both giving testimony right now before the Senate Armed Services Committee. This appearance is the first time Pentagon leaders have actually publicly testified on the withdrawal of Afghanistan and the U.S.'s approach to that. And so we're getting some, you know, bits of information as the committee is underway. But interestingly and not surprisingly, both had said, General Mark Milley as well as General Frank McKenzie said they thought at least 2,500 U.S. troops should have stayed to prevent the Taliban takeover. They say in his first congressional testimony on the withdrawal, General Mark Milley, chairman of Joint Chief of Staff, said his view had long been that leaving the country without meeting specific conditions would likely lead to the collapse of the Afghan armed forces and government. Milley was speaking alongside the Secretary of Defense and the top U.S. commander in the region at the start of 2 days of intense questioning, which obviously, you know, has to do with the tumultuous and chaotic withdrawal. So their testimony is now, according to Daily Mail, raising fresh questions about how much President Biden knew when he pressed ahead with the withdrawal and whether he was truthful when he said military advisors had not urged him to keep troops in the country. Yeah, please don't throw people under the bus, especially when they're military. Milley told lawmakers in the fall of 2020, my analysis was that an accelerated withdrawal without meeting specific and necessary conditions risks losing the substantial gains made in Afghanistan, damaging U.S. worldwide credibility, and could precipitate a general collapse of the Afghan government, resulting in a complete Taliban takeover or general civil war. He goes, that was a year ago. My assessment remained consistent throughout. So 3,500 U.S. troops were in the country when Biden took over. Now, they say Milley declined to say exactly what he advised the president, and that it was his personal view that 2,500 American troops were needed to prevent the collapse. So, during an interview with ABC News, he denied that his military advisors, Biden, had in August denied that his military advisors warned him against bringing home all the troops or that at least 2,500 were needed to prevent the Taliban takeover. He said, no one said that to me that I could recall. And with my background in psychology, I always like to talk about politics and talk about, strategy, and that's a big no-no, a huge no-no in that, you know, if you want to run again for president or end your presidency on a high note, that is not the legacy. That's not how you leave a legacy. So it looks like now that after he told George Stephanopoulos that military advisors did not warn him, the military is saying they did. They recommended keeping troops there. President Biden had set this deadline. I think he wanted to make this landmark, make this legacy to his presidency, and it didn't make a lot of sense to us. So we're getting, like I said, more information out, and as the committee hearing unfolds, we'll keep you guys posted. But sadly, it shows that we have a lack of management, and when we have this lack of management, as you're going to hear later today about some of the polls that are coming out when it comes to COVID, I follow what happens in foreign affairs, not to the degree that I do the health headlines, but because it's that same plane of trust. It's that same plane of competency. And when people don't trust our current government on their public health missions and goals, and you see this BS and this haphazard, chaotic, mismanaged foreign policy I apologize that my words are kind of not coming to where I need. I want to say certain words, but you can't cuss on air. Debacle. Thank you. Debacle works. People lack trust. So could it be just everybody's throwing each other under the bus? You know, is it because they realize Biden might not last much longer and they want to still keep their jobs? Well, General Frank McKenzie, said he recommended maintaining, you know, a small force. General Milley, though, is under his own scrutiny because he says he wasn't trying to undermine Trump in the China call. He said he was not trying to usurp authority when he told his Chinese counterpart that he would warn them if the U.S. planned to attack him. He said the calls on 30th of October and January 8th were coordinated before and after with Secretary Mark Esper, Acting Secretary Chris Miller's staff in the interagency. My task at the time was to de-escalate. Miley said he made sure he made the calls to assure Chinese officials that there would not be attacks by the U.S. military after intelligence officials flagged concerns that the Chinese believed such a strike was possible. Now, you guys can follow that. I'm not here to report what's going on there, but the one thing that I am seeing, not only this administration, but in other administrations, as well as places I've worked at, institutions, I've seen it in hospitals, is it is one person throwing another one under a bus and bringing up names and trying to, you know, have a group of witnesses and alibis and all that. And I am sick and tired of you know, seeing people not take responsibility. When somebody is, let's say, caught, and I'm not saying he's guilty, I'm not saying anybody's guilty per se, but when I see that something goes bad, all right, everybody, I guess, worries. We've been trained as little kids to not get in trouble, to plead innocent. Don't plead guilty. And I notice in relationships, I notice in jobs, the best thing to do is to maybe not double down, but own up to it. And, you know, say, look, like when it comes to, I don't know, COVID and the masks, you know, best thing to say is, look, guys, we didn't want you guys hoarding the masks. We needed to make sure our hospitals had PPE. I had to make a decision of choosing our hospital workers to take care of you or you guys having access to masks. And I chose the hospital workers. I know it looked like I flipped, this if I would be Fauci, I know it looked like I flip-flopped, but honestly, you know, that was my decision at the time. Same thing with Afghanistan. You know, we wanted to be the president. And just be honest. We promised you when we campaigned that we would do something about Afghanistan. We promised that we would remove the troops. We wanted to make good on our promise, but we could have done it better. And we owe you and the families and all the people in Afghanistan a very hearty, sincere apology. We messed up, and we hope people learn from this so this doesn't happen again. And, you know, this is on us. I mean, that would be much more admirable than, well, I was told this, and we thought it was this, and we thought it was this. You know, and I get it. It's because we were just always trained to not take fault or not, you know, and also with the liability. You know, even in medicine. You know, somebody said, oh, you gave me the wrong medicine. The first thing we doctors would do is, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then, you know, we learned, wait a second. Why do they think it's the wrong medicine? Don't admit to any guilt because that's going to fry you in a lawsuit. And many times, yeah, you're admitting to something that you didn't do. Like, I gave you the right medicine. The pharmacy messed up. So, I mean, yeah, you do have a right to defend yourself and, you know, to make sure you don't get sued or whatever. But when you do make a mistake, all right, and you don't even have to call it a mistake. You could say, guys, look, I understand you guys are mad. You're probably wondering why I made that decision. I made this decision because maybe it wasn't the best decision, but I'm not going to lie about why I made that decision. That's where you really get, you know, where you really lose credibility. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula known as the AREDS2 formula continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let me ask you guys something, okay? If you are in a small town, and some of you guys are in a small town, and you have a neighborhood hospital, maybe you know the doctors and the nurses and the techs there. Maybe you don't. But there's staff and crew that have been there for, I don't know, 10, 20 years. They've taken care of your mom. They've taken care of your grandma. They've delivered your baby. And they're at the hospital. But they're unvaccinated. Would you rather they, who are unvaccinated to COVID, be there for you at the hospital? Or would you rather the hospital fire them and bring in people from out of the country to staff? I should try to do this more objectively. Okay, let me say what I want to say, and then I'll be objective. Okay, here's the objective way. Do you want your unvaccinated hospital staff to be relieved and vaccinated staff brought into your local hospital? How I wanted to say is, do you want your loyal, competent, neighborhood, trustworthy community members running the hospital, or them being canned for people recruited temps from out of the country because it's understaffed? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I bring this up because 83,000 hospital workers are being faced the can, being fired. Why do they call it the can when you get fired? I got canned. I don't know. Because the COVID vaccine mandate is going to affect. And I know this is what makes a lot of people scratch their head. You have healthcare workers, tens of thousands of them, that don't want to get the vaccine. That makes people a little nervous. I get it. I see both sides. As a patient, you're like, wait a second here. All right, they work in a hospital. Don't you think they worry about the virus? Don't you think they want to protect themselves? But then also you're like, wait a second. Well, if a healthcare worker doesn't want the vaccine, why is that? They're in healthcare. So it's a very, very stressful cog in the wheel for public officials when people who work in public health don't want the vaccine. Now, you know, I know many of you look to me like, you know, Dr. Dolly, what are you doing? Well, I got the vaccine. I just didn't trust COVID. I don't trust China. I would much rather take my chances with a Pfizer or Moderna mRNA vaccine than I would with something that could have been created or tinkered with in a lab. So that's why I told you guys I got the vaccine. But it does kind of putting monkey wrench in this public health campaign to get everybody vaccinated when you have 83,000 people within New York's healthcare system saying, not me. Government has a tough time convincing people to get on board when medical people don't get on board. You know, I went to the sports book to put some money into my online account, you know, for the next sports season. I bet on the Cowboys. Yeah, the Cowboys won. Awesome game against the Eagles. Thank you. Go Dak, Zeke. But anyway, Lamb, all of them, pretty good guys. But when I went up to the sports book, the guys were there, and I go, hey, guys, I just got an update. Coach Andy Reid is out of the hospital. And one of the guys, you know, said, yeah, it was probably the COVID vaccine that put him in the hospital. There's a lot of people out there that do not want the vaccine. Personally, I don't think the vaccine had anything to do with Coach Andy Reid going to the hospital. They said it was dehydration. Maybe it was heart-related. I don't know. But you have a lot of people out there that just are not buying into the vaccine. And honestly, it should be your choice. But New York has a mandate ordering all healthcare workers to get the vaccine. Despite these hospital workers, did I say hospital or hotel? Hospital. Despite hospital workers being there since day one, despite hospital workers busting their butts and helping take care of people throughout the pandemic, despite many of these hospital workers possibly having natural immunity, they are now, after going through everything they've done, putting their lives on the line, they are now facing getting fired. because New York has the mandate for everybody to get the vaccine. I mean, I would say anybody who's working in a hospital setting, give them a pass. But I get some of you are like, oh, but I don't want them to give me COVID. I get it, but remember, they could still carry it, even vaccinated or not. But I get that. You know, that's why I also get the flu vaccine. Not that I'm worried about getting the flu, but I'm worried about transmitting. I'd like to transmit less. That's why I got the COVID vaccine, so I could transmit less. But I would say anybody who is on the front line that risked their lives already, give them a pass. They said some hospital networks, including Northwell Health, have already fired more than 24 healthcare workers. Others have 30 days to get a COVID vaccine or lose their jobs. Officials say 16% of the state's hospital workers are not fully vaccinated. That means more than 83,000 are at risk for termination. Steve Corwin, the president and CEO of New York Presbyterian Hospitals, one of the largest systems in the country, believes a mandate is needed to get everyone fully vaccinated. Before its own vaccination deadline last week, 30% of staff were unvaccinated, but after the deadline, less than 1% refused the shot and resigned. He said, so out of 48,000 employees and affiliated physicians, we have less than 220 that have not chosen to get the vaccine. Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo, 5% of staff, 400, are unvaccinated or on leave. Now, as a result, they said we stopped elective inpatient surgeries. We stopped some of our outpatient visits. We stopped ICU medical transfers from other referral rural hospitals. We've asked for more time to work on strategies with the state to ensure that as many people as possible get vaccinated. This is not the time to not have staff. Now, somebody could argue with Dr. Dahlia, if they get COVID, they don't have staff. You're right. Somebody, you know, who has COVID can't be at the hospital working. But a vaccinated individual who is sick with COVID can't be in the hospital either. And when you need all hands on deck, any healthy person, I just don't want to see hospitals understaffed. I think that's a public health crisis. Some healthcare workers are suing the state. Nurse Deborah Conrad said, I'm wearing the same exact PPE I've worn the whole pandemic, and it's always kept myself and patients safe. Why has that changed? The Western New York nurse says she feels uncomfortable taking the shot, despite medical data that's been released that vaccines offer protection. And she goes, a career that I've loved for almost 20 years, I'm prepared to lose my job. The vaccination mandate for teachers are expected to take effect. Apparently, a panel of judges have reversed the ability for, you know, there to be a stay on that mandate. So, you know, my question to you guys is, do you want, if your hospital is understaffed and they have to bring in temps from who knows where that don't know you, don't know the community, are you comfortable with that? Are you fine with that? Or do you want somebody who has been at your hospital for 20 years taking care of you? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm pro-vaccine. Just please don't be forcing people to choose a shot or their job, especially somebody that loyal to be in healthcare. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.